Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Complete Elder Care Planner, written by Joy Loverday. The book focuses on elder care as a planning process rather than a sequence of emergencies. Its purpose is to help readers begin difficult conversations early, organize critical information, and make decisions across medical, financial, legal, housing, and emotional domains. The revised edition reflects the continuing need for a structured approach to caregiving, especially when families are trying to balance concern, responsibility, and limited time. Rather than offering abstract advice, it emphasizes checklists, worksheets, and decision-making tools that can be used in real situations. The book is especially relevant for people who want a clearer way to coordinate care, avoid confusion during crises, and preserve dignity for aging loved ones while also protecting caregiver well-being. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, starting elder care conversations before a crisis makes decisions more workable. A central idea in the book is that conversations about aging, care preferences, finances, and end-of-life wishes should begin while the older person is still able to participate fully. This matters because many elder care problems become harder not when they are complex, but when they are delayed. Joy Loverday treats early communication as a practical tool for reducing fear and resistance. The goal is not to force agreement immediately, but to create enough openness that future decisions will not be made under panic. The book recognizes that elders may fear losing independence, becoming a burden, or being treated as a problem to manage. By approaching the conversation with respect for the person's individuality, families can gather information without turning the discussion into a confrontation. This framework is useful because it shifts elder care from reaction to preparation. It also helps adult children and other caregivers avoid the common pattern of waiting until a hospitalization or decline leaves no room for thoughtful choice. Secondly, portable documentation turns scattered elder care details into an actionable system. And period of part, the book gives strong attention to documentation because caregiving often fails when important facts are stored in too many places or remembered by too many people. Loverday repeatedly emphasizes writing things down, keeping records updated, and making them easy to transport. The practical value of this approach is clear in an emergency. Caregivers need medications, physician contacts, insurance details, legal papers, and decision-making information immediately, not after a long search. The book's worksheets and charts are designed to reduce confusion by converting fragmented knowledge into an organized reference system. This is more than administrative advice. It reflects a core caregiving principle that a family cannot coordinate care well without a shared record of what has already been decided, what still needs attention, and who is responsible for each task. By encouraging readers to keep a binder or portable file, the book anticipates real-life mobility across homes, hospitals, and care facilities. That makes documentation a form of preparedness rather than paperwork for its own sake. Thirdly, care planning spans medical, financial, legal, and housing decisions together. One of the book's defining strengths is that it does not isolate elder care into a single issue such as health or finances. Instead, it presents caregiving as an interconnected planning problem. Medical needs affect housing choices, housing affects daily support. Legal documents shape decision-making authority, and financial resources determine the range of available care options. This integrated view is important because many families make decisions in pieces and later discover that one choice has created problems elsewhere. Loverday's approach helps readers understand that planning for aging means assessing the whole situation, not just responding to the most urgent symptom. The book guides readers through practical questions about safety, support, resources, and legal readiness, making it easier to compare options before pressure builds. This broad scope is part of what distinguishes the book from narrower caregiving manuals. It is not only about helping someone get through today. It is about building a workable structure that can adapt as needs change over time and as responsibilities shift within the family. Fourthly, the book treats caregiving as a shared project, not a solitary burden. Loverday framed caregiving as something that should be managed with teamwork and role clarity rather than assumed by one exhausted person. This is an important perspective because elder care often becomes stressful when responsibility is vague or unevenly distributed. The book encourages readers to identify who can help, what tasks need to be assigned, and how support can come from family members, friends, professionals, and service organizations. That collaborative model matters because caregiving typically includes transportation, scheduling, monitoring symptoms, handling paperwork, and making decisions, all of which can overwhelm one person. By presenting caregiving as a coordinated effort, the book helps readers think in terms of delegation and communication instead of guilt and improvisation. It also implies that caregiver well-being is not a side issue. A burned-out caregiver is less effective, less patient, and less able to sustain long-term care. In this sense, the book is not only concerned with the elder's needs, but also with the practical limits of the caregiver. That makes its advice more realistic and more durable in extended family situations. Lastly, end-of-life planning and legacy organization preserve dignity and reduce confusion. The later sections of the book move into end-of-life preparation, hospice awareness, and record organization for final affairs. This area is significant because many families avoid it until it is too late, which can lead to uncertainty about wishes, treatment, and paperwork. Laverty's treatment of end-of-life planning is practical rather than sentimental. The reader is encouraged to think through comfort decision-making and document location before a crisis creates pressure. She also connects final planning to legacy preservation by emphasizing the importance of locating records and organizing personal and financial information. This helps prevent administrative confusion after death, while also protecting the elder's intentions. The book's approach is distinctive because it treats closure as part of caregiving, not as a separate topic to be discussed only at the very end. That means the same planning mindset used for daily care also applies to hospice, documentation, and legacy matters. The result is a more complete model of elder care, one that recognizes dignity, order, and emotional clarity as essential rather than optional. In conclusion, The Complete Elder Care Planner, revised and updated 4th edition, is best suited for adult children, family caregivers, aging parents planning ahead, and professionals who want a practical overview of elder care coordination. Its chief value lies in turning a stressful, emotionally charged subject into a structured planning process. Readers gain concrete help with conversations, documentation, decision-making, and long-range organization, which makes the book especially useful when a family is trying to move from vague concern to actual preparation. Compared with many elder care books, it stands out because it is not mainly reflective, medical, or policy-driven. It is a working guide built around tools, questions, and systems that can be used immediately. That makes it stronger than books that only explain the emotional burden of caregiving or only describe aging in general terms. Joy Laverty's book is most effective as a roadmap for people who need clarity, coordination, and a sense of order while dealing with a difficult life stage. It offers a practical framework that can reduce confusion, improve communication, and support more thoughtful decisions across the full arc of elder care. If you would like to support Joy Laverty, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.